For the Sense of Community series on KSMU, I'm Mike Smith. In the aftermath of the police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown of Ferguson, Missouri in August of 2014, Governor Jay Nixon directed the Missouri Department of Public Safety and the Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission, or POST, to submit by December 1st new rules to improve access to effective and ongoing training for Missouri law enforcement officers. This in key areas of tactical training, including de-escalation skills, fair and impartial policing, and the health and well-being of officers. The goal is to enhance safety for citizens and law enforcement officers alike. To that end, a series of public meetings scheduled around the state seeks input from the public and peace officers on changes to law enforcement training requirements. The Post Commission's first meeting in Missouri was September 1st at Ozarks Technical Community College in Springfield.
My suggestions for this commission is just to reaffirm the need for diversity training, especially to address personal biases that may affect an officer's decision-making process and subsequent actions. Statewide mandatory requirements.
It's not because you're white, I'm black. It's because people are people, and that's how you approach people as a person, not as a black person, not as a white person, but as a person.
I'm Tom Johnson. I'm the Director of Safety and Transportation over MSU. One of the things I would like to see is us to update our sexual assault investigation training for our officers. When you catch one of those cases, it's very tense, not only for obviously the victim of that crime, but also for the officer to investigate that, because you just...
The Missouri Autism Report magazine, our readers, and our support organizations would like to urge the Missouri Public Safety Department to provide mandatory autism risk and safety management training for all police officers on how to recognize, approach, and assist a person with autism. Autism is the fastest growing developmental disability.
And I find it difficult in such a small department, and I think a large part of our community, and I'm speaking for Southwest Missouri, is policed by small agencies. We're talking four or five cops. Their training is not there. First of all, I can't afford to let the guy off the street or gal, and plus it costs money. And we didn't have any money. So we would look for just whatever free training we could get in order to meet the standards. So we met the standards.
Comments from the public and police officers put toward the seven members of the Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission at the first of a series of statewide meetings seeking comment on plans to upgrade law enforcement officer training requirements. Missouri Director of Public Safety Lane Roberts led that meeting.
I was very pleased with the turnout. We had looked like a broad range of interest, which is exactly what we're looking for. I have to actually deliver to the governor by December 1st proposed new rules, which would then go to the Secretary of State and hopefully would be implemented as quickly as possible. What we want to do is promulgate rules that will actually result in efficiencies, actually result in greater trust, actually result in safer citizens and officers. These are things that need to be done, that can be done.
And in your opinion, the greatest challenge?
There's numerous challenges. I wish I could tell you that one was greater than another. Certainly for some of the smaller agencies, the ability to get more training, to be able to afford both the time and the money it takes to gain that training, is a challenge to them. So we would be looking at ways to bring the training to them. How do they go about having greater access to training?
POST has been around for 25, 30 years. It sets the minimum standards for policing, set in a number of hours to be a police officer or a deputy.
Paul Williams is Springfield's chief of police and a Peace Officer Standards and Training, or POST, commission member, all of whom were appointed by Governor Jay Nixon.
Where they are now is 600 hours minimum standards needed to actually take the exam and maybe be certified as a police officer or a deputy throughout the state. And then there's continuing education training set at 48 hours over a three-year period. So potentially maybe increasing the minimums right now, that's a statutory provision. It's set by the legislature how many hours, so we can't arbitrarily change the minimum standards. But we can, as a commission, look at what the ongoing training is. Are we teaching the right stuff, or can we change that up? And should there be mandated trainings that we're not offering? Right now, there's very little mandated. You know, 1 hour a year, 3 hours every 3 years of racial profiling training.
It should be noted, Springfield police officers receive nearly twice the minimum number of training and continuing education hours as required by POST. Among the seven POST commissioners present at the Springfield meeting was Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson. In August 2014, Johnson commanded law enforcement operations in Ferguson.
My main goal was to make sure that the public was safe, law enforcement was safe, and hopefully at the end we had a better understanding of each other. And I think that at the end we knew we had a lot of work to do. We're seeing the community and law enforcement make some small steps to come together and understand each other better. We're seeing small steps in our educational process in the area and jobs. And so it's just going to take small steps by the entire community to make us better.
It was noticed by this reporter during that September 1st meeting at OTC. Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson had a lot on his mind, but at the same time was listening intently to the process.
Today I sat there and I listened. I didn't really make any comments because I want to be a listener here. So at the end we put something together that has strength and has merit in it, but also has change in it, so we can make sure we get it right for everyone involved.
Additional scheduled hearings for the Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission: Jefferson City, September 17th, St. Louis, September 23rd, Sykeston, Missouri, September 29th, Kansas City, October 7th, and Kirksville, October 14th. Written comments from the public can be emailed to post@dps.mo.gov through October 15th. For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith.